Blog Talk Radio.
My belly is just a little big. My heart is just a little big. But brother, I am bad and they know I'm bad.
Dude, I was using my left hand to get that Dusty Rhodes thing, but I had to get it in because every day you just go on there and they put up something new and you're like, it just doesn't end, bro. It just keeps going. I am the baddest. I am the Bunkhouse Stampede champion. But I'm telling you, man, it doesn't get any better than that. But go ahead, Mike, bring us on in.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Scoop Slam Radio. I'm your host, Big Mike, and of course, the man leading us into tonight's episode, the man, the myth, the legend, Favi Chulo. What's up, Favi?
It's funny because we talk a lot about this, because retirement and slowing down and all that, and it's nice, man, because I get a chance to go to some of these shows and just sit down and watch. You know, and see what's going on, and for lack of a better term, scout talent and stuff like that. So we'll talk a little bit about that because I went to 3PW, and I thought it was good, Mike. I was hoping you can go, but you know, you're doing something stupid like working. But it was actually, I know you've been there before, and this was my first time going down to check it out. But the show was really good, and I got to tell you, man, I was really impressed with that cage because I've seen some cages. Like in TJ with 4x4s and chicken wire and stuff like that. But they were able to put that cage up in like 10 minutes. I mean, the crew just went out there. It was like NASCAR. Boom, boom, and it was up. So it added a lot, you know, to the show. So talk a little bit about that, which is good because, you know, American Punk is coming on. And I hadn't seen him in a long – we were partners for talk all about that when he comes on, but we were partners way back in the day and then kind of went our separate ways and I hadn't seen him or talked to him in a while. And then when you first brought Pacific Wrestling Alliance to the forefront, we had a live broadcast from over there, the American Legion Post or whatever, where Tony works out of. And, you know, he comes, I'm like, dude, I haven't seen you in such a long time and everything. And it just kind of snowballed from there. So he was actually on that show. And 3PW, and which turned out to be pretty good, dude. I got to be honest, man. I had a good time. I mean, my nephew had falafels, nachos, candy, soda. I'm like, dude, you know, when it's not your kid, you can, hey, Uncle Danny, can I have it? Yeah, dude, have whatever you want. they get a stomach and go home. Hey, man, I don't know what he ate or play it off or whatever. But when we first sat down, Mike, and talked about putting this PWA World Cup together, that was one of the teams because, you know, the heavy hitters are Tony Reyes and Biggie Biggs. But when we sat down and talked, I thought, hey, man, let's bring American Punk to team with Tony Reyes because I think that's going to be the sleeper team, you know, of the show. So they're going to run up against, you know, there's no West for the weary, Mike. It's going to be them two against Mikey O'Shea and Sean Black. So real quick before we get him in here. Talk about that, man. Well, I think that match is going to blow some people away.
Well, you're going to have to reinforce the ring, brother.
You need a welder.
You got four big boys. Yeah. You have to pass out some earplugs because it's going to sound like some thunder when these guys body slam each other. It's going to be a happening. I'm looking forward to this match. It's going to be a heavy, heavy hitting. I mean, stiff as a board. I could tell it's going to be like that. You know, when big boys get together, they want to act like they're the bull of the wood. So
yeah,
they're going to test each other, and we're going to see exactly how this is going to pan out.
Well, they were all on that show. Sean Black, Mikey O'Shea, American Punk, Tony Reyes, they were all on that show. And it's I'm telling you, man, when they take one of them clotheslines, and you could hear it from the other side of the parking lot. You know what I mean? So they went at it, and it was funny because Mikey O'Shea wrestled Sean Black. And I'm screaming. I'm going, dude, you guys are going to be partners for our show. We're putting all that aside. We want to get in that cage and go for the belt and blah, blah, blah. So they went at it and really good. And then American Punk wrestled Ruben Iglesias. And, dude, he put it on him. And I had a feeling, you know, I'm like, you know, I like Ruben and everything. But, you know, you're going up against American Punk. He put it on him, and it was really good. I'm an old man, so I had to go to the bathroom, so I missed the introductions or whatever. But at least I got there when they locked up and went at it. So when we get him in here, we'll talk a little bit about that. But for the people listening to us here on Scoop Slam Radio, Mike, I've been trying to find the call letters so that the people could just go straight to the link. So we talked a little bit about that. Have you done any more work on that, or do the people just have to go to Blog Talk?
For right now, just go to Blog Talk. I am still trying to fix that issue so that we can just have a one click, you guys, one click, and you can go straight to the, you know, to the episodes. You don't have to worry about anything. So yeah, give me a couple more days, and I swear I'll have that taken care of.
Yeah, and a lot of people have been texting me and messaging and stuff like that, and they're like, you know, are you going to get that flyer out, man, so we can have it and, you know, and start putting the screws to it? But I'm like, dude, I got one person that's lagging, just one person. And the sad part is you and I, Mike and I met yesterday and we talked about it. And, you know, for the match that we're putting together, let's put it this way. I put Mike on a budget. I do. And he always strays from it. And I'm always like, well, dude, we got to do this and that. And it's like, well, this match I want to pop, so let's go ahead and come a little bit more out of pocket so we can get these people here. And it's a struggle. I cannot believe that it's a struggle for what we're trying to do. So I have one. First of all, it's been three wrestlers that we've been trying to get in this spot. And, you know, I don't know if it's the business or what. Oh, well, you know what? I got to check my schedule, and I don't know. Well, I'm supposed to be working over here, and I'm like, dude, you know, we're making you a good offer to commit. I don't know what the problem is. So that's the only holdup. Other than that, Mike, we're pretty much set to go, right?
Yeah, funny thing you say that, because Brittany texted me today. She's like, I need a lineup so I can start on the flyer for our live broadcast on the 3rd. And I'm
right.
Like, okay, we're waiting on one guy. And she's like, okay,
all right.
So
I'm
starting to, you know,
I'm steadily making a concerted effort to get that last person confirmed or whatever. But when it does, you know, come about, it's going to be slamming. Once the whole card is out and people see what's happening, they're going to check it out, because not only that's the first round of the PWA World Cup. It's going to be American Punk and Tony Reyes against Mikey O'Shea and Sean Black. That's for starters. And then in the second round, you're going to have AJ Mana and Vito Fertelli versus Guyam and La Flecha Fugaz. Guyam was actually on the show as well, and he wrestled Cristal Coatele, which was a good lucha libre match. I mean, the people were blown away. They're like, dude, because it was mostly pro wrestling, but that match came out, and they got to see a little something different. Guyam went over, and he ended up in the battle royal at the end that was in the cage. And, dude, Tony bloodied him up. And then American Punk and Tony Reyes double-teamed him or whatever. But somebody threw him out of the cage. I don't know what happened, but they threw him out of the cage. And AJ went out right after him. And I don't know why, but he splashed Guyam on the outside, on the cement. Like,
oh,
Guyam was laying on his back in this, and AJ got thrown out of the cage and was so mad that he went back up the steps and splashed him from the steps on the cement. And I was on the other side, and all I heard was, hey, he just came up. So he didn't see him coming. So I don't know. Maybe, you know, because, you know, as we progress, we'll definitely have Guyam and AJ and them on here. So remind me, dude, to ask him what happened, because he splashed him on the outside. But not only that, you know, the last two were Tony Reyes and Guy Kuhl, and Guy Kuhl tried to climb out of the cage. So he was up on there, and he was straddling the cage, and Tony was on the, like, the corner post trying to get up there. And I don't know what happened, but he tried to – this is – dude, this is how you know that there's a God. He tried to grab Guy Kuhl's leg or something as he was going over, and got, you know how you stick your feet inside the cage or your boot inside the cage? He missed that.
Mm-hmm.
So he, from the top of the cage, he was free falling down to the ground, and Cuistel Coatele, who had just got thrown out, just happened to be walking by, turned around and caught him. You know, like Guy Kuhl landed on him, and they both fell into the chairs. If it wouldn't have been for that, yeah, if it wouldn't have been for that, he would have hit straight concrete. I'm telling you, maybe feet first or knees first or whatever, but he would have hit that concrete hard. But he just happened to be going by, going to the back, sees him, and he kind of like tried to put his hands up, but he was coming down so hard that he just landed on him, and they both rolled into the seats. So how about that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
So,
that's crazy.
Yeah, so
well.
Another person who's on the show, Guy Kuhl's going to wrestle Rickster, who was also on the show. They were in separate, like, little battle royals to qualify for the big cage match at the end. So Rickster and Guy Kuhl went at it a little bit at the show too. So it's, I mean, it was a good chance to see everybody working and you know, seeing how this person works with this person and the heat they got going on, and AJ splashing Guyam out of nowhere for no reason or whatever. But it was pretty cool. I mean, I thought it worked out really well, which all adds to what's coming up for PWA. And when you think about it, Mike, even though it's February 10th, that's less than 3 months. And that goes by real fast, especially, you know, you got Thanksgiving, then you got Christmas and the New Year. It's going to come really fast. So we're trying to get everything, you know, together as much as possible. So, I mean, anything else you want to say about that? I mean, we got everything other than that one spot that we're working on. We're pretty much ready to go, right?
Invite everybody down to Metroflex Gym on December 3rd. That's a Sunday.
Yes.
Sunday morning. December 3rd, we are having a live broadcast. We're going to have many of the wrestlers down there. It's going to be somewhat of a meet and greet, so you guys come down, meet the wrestlers on the show. Excuse me. I'm under the weather, so I apologize. Meet myself and Favi, and let's have a good time. Sorry.
Do you have the cornhole boards?
Yes, we do.
Because usually we play chop trivia, and you win a prize. But if you have the cornhole boards, we have some stuff that we can give away. So if you want to come and play cornhole, and if you, I think the way we do it is if you can sink two in a row, you could take whatever you want off the table, or you can have somebody get chopped. So that's always
exactly. That's
always a thing. But maybe I'll meet with Mike, and maybe we can give away two free tickets, you know, to whoever comes. And if you can sync two in a row, we can hook you up with a couple of tickets for the show or whatever. I mean, I think that would strengthen the pot, right, Mike?
Sounds like a plan.
Give you some, how's your cornhole game, by the way?
Happen. Mine?
Yes.
My cornhole game is like Bobby Brady shooting pool. So if you remember that, you know I'm in trouble.
Because I
suck. Yeah, I don't call my shots. I just throw them, bro.
Yeah, no doubt. But all right, hey, well, we'll talk a little bit more about that too. But let's get Buddy Walker in here so we can talk a little bit about 3PW and then talk about the big match he's got coming up on February 10th. How about that?
Let's do it.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with I call him Buddy George Walker, but we got him coming. So hang on, everybody. I'm telling you, man, when I'm on the break, I mean, I'm just going through and I'm like, dude, this is gold or whatever. I mean, I'm telling you, man, you cannot get any better than Dusty Rhodes. But for the people listeners, you're here, you're at Scoop Slam Radio, and on the line with us right now is who we've been talking about in the open, my man George. I call him George Buddy Walker. Mike, real quick, say hi to him.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, what's going on, American Punk? How you doing, man?
What's up, Mike? How are you guys doing this evening? Favi, brother, good to talk to you again.
I you know, we were talking in the opening or whatever, but I got so much that I want to talk about. I mean, seriously, I got a lot. But, you know, Mike is the man. He's the one who brought me in, so I don't want to step on his toes or whatever. Because if you make this man, I have seen him drink a Funky Monkey in less than 3 minutes at the coffee house. So I do not mess with people who are 6'5" and can slam a Funky Monkey in less than 3 minutes. So, Mike, go ahead. If you want to bring us in, say anything, talk or whatever first, I'll let you go first, my man.
You know what? I've been waiting for him to be on. There's no introduction needed. This man was Favi's tag team partner. They have one of the funniest stories that they're going to tell. I had the privilege of hearing about this story of them tagging with each other and going up against R-Truth. So I'm going to stop it there, and one of you guys pick it up from there, because that story is hilarious.
Well, I want to talk about, you know, about the 3PW show, American Punk wrestled Ruben Iglesias to qualify for the cage match. I want to talk a little bit about that and talk about the upcoming PWA show for sure. But before we get into that, you know, I'm gonna call him AP, so it'll just be American Punk and be AP. But do you know the you know the story behind that when we were the Tex-Mex Connection, which before we get into that, you know, that was Ron Rivera's brainchild. And he comes up to me one day and he goes, "Hey man, I'm going to team you with Buddy George." And I'm like, "What?" And he goes, "Yeah, you guys are going to be the Tex-Mex Connection." And I'm thinking about it. And XPW was doing this little show. It was on like channel 56, KDOC or something. They had an hour and we shot a couple things for it. And he just put us on the spot. He's like, "Hey man, we need you to do this." And so I just went up to Buddy George and I'm like, "Hey bro, we need Mexican, Texican, we need to become the Tex-Mex." And he's like, "That's genius." And then it just snowballed from there, right? Right, AP?
It totally snowballed from there. You know what, Bobby? I'm going to tell you, man, that was like some of the best times that I have had in the ring. And that squared circle, man, I cannot keep it together with you and your your little things, dude.
And that was, you know,
and we got to give it up to the American Wild Child. Like,
yeah,
totally,
yeah,
he was
smart in that realm, you know, to think of something like that. Yeah, if I put this together, this will be slamming or whatever. And we started doing some night shows over at the Frankensons Collectibles, and that's where we started. And he put us in good matches. He'd bring Damien down and put us against him and people like that, and it really worked well. But AP, do you know the story behind how they put you and I against R-Truth and the new Black Panthers?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you, Fabi. Those days, those XPW days were fuzzy. Those were fuzzy days. Chair shots. I'm gonna pull a line from Ric Flair, the styling, woo, and profiling, and the whiskey and the women. Yeah,
but the thing was, and I'll give you the story, Mike. You know a little bit of it, but when they brought me into the thing, Ron Rivera calls me and he's like, "Bro, come down to the Olympic Auditorium. We're doing this thing. We're gonna jump the rail. We're gonna do this with Pogo the Clown. Blah blah blah. Whatever. Right? I'll make a long story short. Pogo the Clown knocked me smooth out, broke my eardrum, bruised a sack around my heart. I couldn't lift my arm for like 2 weeks or whatever. They tried to take me to the hospital. I said, "No, I live in Long Beach. Let me go home to where people I know." I got lost, ended up at Dodger Stadium, and it was a whole thing, right? So Kevin Kleinrock, being the man, one of the very few stand-up guys in this business, he calls me. Well, let me tell you this. Ron Rivera comes to my house. I was off of work for a week and a half, and he comes to my house and he says, "Hey bro, I brought you money. I'm like, oh, thanks, bro. You know, I'm sorry what happened to you. So I was supposed to get paid $100. So he hands me $80. And I'm like, dude, wasn't I supposed to get $100? He goes, yeah, man, I got a $20 fee that, you know, I had to take off the top because I'm like,
wow.
No problem. Because he did get the gig or whatever. But anyways, so Kevin Kleinmeier calls me and asks me what happened. So I told him, I said, hey, well, you know, I owe you a good match or whatever. I'm going to call you later, let you know what's happening. I'm like, all right, cool. So he calls me up and he says, hey, I'm going to put the Tex-Mex connection against R-Truth and one of those Morenos. I can't remember what his name was. I can't remember his name. But anyways, so I go, okay, cool. You know that, but it was just supposed to be R-Truth and this, what's his name? Baby something.
Baby Slim.
Baby Slim. Big Baby Slim.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, cool. It was just supposed to be that. So I get to the Pico Rivera Sports Arena. The AP wasn't there yet. And this is when cell phones just came out. So R-Truth is on the phone, and he's talking to his wife or girlfriend or whatever. And he goes, yeah. He goes, you know what? We're just going to do the squash match real quick, and then I'll be out of here. And I went, squash match? So I go over to Kevin. I go, hey, dude, this guy thinks this is a squash match or whatever. Are we going to get any offense or not? Pulls him over. Goes, hey, man, this is Fabiano. You know, he's going to be teaming with Buddy George. They're the Tex-Mex connection. You know, I chose you because I want them to have a good match or whatever. And he was real cool. He's like, oh, yeah, no problem. So it was Kevin who told him, hey, man, I want a good match. You know, give him some stuff or whatever, go back and forth. And I'm like, all right, cool. So then Ryan Katz, who was GQ Money back then, who I feel is one of the most underrated people, he's looking at us, right? And he goes, hold on a second. And he goes, Kevin, and he gives him a bunch of money. He goes, go down to the store and get some black Dickie shirts and get some black khakis for these guys. I'm going to make them the new Black Panthers for this show. And I'm like, first of all, the thing that got me is he goes, hey, Ron, R-Truth, he goes, what size waist are you? He goes, 27. I went, God dang, I am in 27-inch waist in front of my school. Anyway, so they made, on the spot, made them the Black Panthers. So AP, that's how all that came together, you know, that you know, we were able to have that match and actually do some good stuff or whatever. Have you seen that match, AP, since then? Like, have you checked it out on video?
Man, I you know what? I have the video somewhere in storage. Oh, not in storage, but in my garage. You know, I should pull that thing out, find it, watch that. But going back real quick to the pogo thing, weren't we the SoCal Job Squad or something like that?
SoCal Jobbers.
Man, he knocked me for a loop.
Yeah. What the
pogo
heck,
is
man?
A mean man.
Yeah.
He's a mean man.
I never felt a thing. I just remember waking up and looking at the lights and thinking, man, we didn't do the spot. And Ron's on the side. And you go, dude, roll out. And I'm going, with like, he knocked you out, bro. You know, it's like, all I can remember is I had $14 in my waist pack, and I had put that on the table that was ringside. And I'm, hold on, man, I got to get my waist pack. I got $14 in there. And then Swag went through the glass. You remember that? He started walking up, and he fell through the glass.
It was
crazy. You know, I have a Best of Favi tape, and there's three matches on there from when you and I were teaming up and doing those shows at Frank and Sons. They did them later on after the place closed or whatever. If I can, maybe you could take it to, what's it called, Price Club or Sam's Club or whatever, and get it put onto a disc. So if I could do that, man, I'll send it to you because there's some good – we had some good matches. Props to Ron for doing that, man, because he did give us some good matches. But then I was telling Mike, we lost touch, you know, because everybody kind of goes their separate ways. But then we go – you know, Mike starts the Pacific Wrestling Alliance, and we do a live broadcast at the American Legion, and all of a sudden here he comes. I'm like, oh, you know how when you see somebody for a long time and go, it's him. It's really him. So, you know –
He's alive.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, dude, and you're like, bro, and he's in shape, you know. I'm like, God damn, what's the secret or whatever? He's like, nah, man, you know, I'm still doing well, and I keep going. And I'm like, this is awesome. So talk a little bit about that, man. What did you just take a little bit of time off, and then I don't want to say reinvent yourself because you're still the same Buddy George that I remember, but, you know, the American Punk thing I think is genius. I don't know who came up with that, if that was you or whatever, but seeing it in action when I went to 3PW, it freaking works, bro. How did you come up with all that?
Yeah, you know, I will forever be the BG, the Buddy George, forever.
Yeah.
That is just who it's going to be. You know, that's me to the core. The whole American punk thing, man. You know, I've been hitting the road a lot with WPW, Martin Marin, you know.
Yeah.
Doing that. And we were down in San Diego, and he knows I'm like an all-American guy. I play by my rules, you know. So the American punk gimmick, it's not like that I'm a punk rocker, because I'm not a punk rocker. You know me. I'm like straight lace up, cowboy boots. Let's go to the bar and cut a rug. But I play by my rules, the American rules, my rights, my rules. So in that aspect, he's like, dude, you're a punk, man. Like, you are the American punk. He's like, that's who you are to the core. And you know what? It kind of just evolved into kind of what it is now, you know?
Yeah.
And he's right. I play by my rules. I'm a hard-hitting, like, let's get down. Let's do this thing. If you don't hit me, I'm going to hit you. You ain't cheating. You ain't trying.
And it works. And it draws, especially on a lucha show, an American punk, that draws heat. I mean, if you come out to Born in the USA by what's his name? Dude, that is
Bruce Springsteen.
Dude, that is instant heat. I mean, it just, people just go nuts or whatever. And it works, you know, but I gotta be honest, man. I love Ruben to death. I've worked for him. I've worked with him. But I'm like, man, that's a big step up for him, man, with American Punk or whatever. So I don't know if you heard the opening, but I had to use the restroom because I'm an old man. And I come out, and I took my nephew, and he's like, my nephew turns to me and goes, yeah, man. He goes, Uncle Dane, that American Punk's a little too much for Ruben Iglesias or whatever. I go, well, maybe he made somebody mad. I don't know, whatever. But it was, I got to tell you, man, I really, not just because you were there and Tony's a good friend, I really enjoy going to a show and checking it out. And it really went well. I liked it. You put it on Ruben Iglesias and you qualified for the big cage match. Now that's where it got crazy, because a lot of people in that cage match, like you and Tony, are going to team. But when you're in that cage and you're going for that belt, all bets are off. So talk a little bit about that, man, because I saw you guys working some people over, and then Tony turned around and you Pearl Harbored him. I mean, when it's a cage match and it's for the belt, I mean, you got to do what you got to do, right?
There ain't no rules, man. Ain't no friends. Ain't no rules. And like I said, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. As far as Ruben goes, you know, that kid, he was giving it what he had, but you know what? Always got to have that backup plan in the boot. And he met that backup plan. Moving forward to that cage match, you know, I'm going to put everything aside for Tony. You know, the last 3PWA show, Tony came in there and he put a whooping on people because, you know, the commissioner let him go, took him off the suspension. You know, me and Biggie were throwing it down. Biggie just couldn't handle it. Here comes his boy. All fine and good. I'll put it aside because I'm that kind of man.
Uh-huh.
But inside that cage, I had my eye set on that belt, you know, and I had that opportunity to go one-on-one with Mikey O'Shea right there.
Yeah.
And you know what? Big man Tony just said, here's my opportunity. Bye-bye. And he talks us both out.
Yeah. And the cage door just happened to be open. Somebody got thrown out, so boom, and then he was out. I'm like, oh, dude. But did you head to the back after? Or did you hang out for a little while? Because I thought Guy Cool was gonna die, because he was at the top of the cage and Tony went to grab him, and Guy Cool tried to put his foot inside the cage and to stop himself, but he missed it, and he was going from the top all the way straight down. And Quetzalcoatl, just the Lizard King, just happened to be going by, and he fell on top of him, which saved his life. Did you get to see any of that, or were you already in the back?
Yeah, I was already in the back. You know, trying to get that blood out of my eyes.
Yeah, it just goes
AJ
to show.
AJ Mana, man. That guy, I'm going to get his number, too. He's going to meet my super weapon.
Here's the thing, okay? Because you guys, if you can get past the first round, okay? For the people listening, it's going to be the Pacific Wrestling Alliance World Cup. It's Saturday, February 10th. It sounds like it's a little ways off, but it's going to be here before you know it. It's going to be at the Metroflex Gym in Hawaiian Gardens. It's going to be American Punk and Tony Reyes versus Mikey O'Shea and Sean Black in the first round. If they can get past that first round, and AJ Mana and Vito Fratelli can get past Guyam and La Flecha Fugaz, they'll meet. They'll meet. And now we're talking about for the World Cup Pacific Wrestling Alliance. So if that all comes about, give me your thoughts on that, AP. I think that's going to be knocked down, drag out. I put you down as the sleeper for this show, but give me your thoughts on that. You're going to go straight after him, or you're going to say, well, hey, let Tony and I kind of, you know, come up with a game plan because we want to take this cup or whatever, or it's going to be like you said, all bets are on, we're coming, I'm whooping your ass.
I think it's going to be me and Tony are going to have to really get our minds together and get our heads in the game together, because let me tell you, Sean Black, Mikey O'Shea, those boys are going to scrap. Those boys are going to get down, no doubt about it. No,
yeah.
I felt Mikey's right hand in that cage. He's got a good one. So we're going to have to really, really, really put it together and come up with a game plan to take those guys out. But I can see us doing it. You know, I got faith.
You're not going to think about this past weekend in the cage. You're not going to get mad at Tony and jump on Tony. You're going to keep it together, right?
I will do my best to keep it together, because we got one goal, and that's to move on, and that's to advance.
Yeah,
so
that's 3PW. You come with PWA. You guys are partners. I think if you know, everybody's heads stays straight, they're going to do some damage. I mean, when Mike and I sat down and put all this together, and when we physically sat there and said, well, let's put pen to paper, when we came up with this, we said, man, the only people who are going to benefit from this are the fans. Because you got Mikey O'Shea and Sean Black, the urban juggernauts, against Tony Reyes and American Punk in the first round of the tournament. That's huge. That's huge. And then the incentive, you know, for the next round even makes it that much more. So we definitely look forward to that. When we started putting everything together, and Mike's the one that said, man, this is what I want to do. This is what I want. I want people to go home happy, and regardless of what happens, they're going to see a show, and everybody's just going to, you know, talk about it forever. Uh-oh, that you, Mike?
Yeah, Mike. We're good.
Okay. Right, Mike? That was the main goal, and I think with American Punk and Tony Reyes as a team, that's – why we did it, right?
Oh, heck yeah. I wanted to see you guys together. I wanted to see exactly how you'd be able to work together and put you guys up against somebody that will bring out the best in you. And that's why we got you guys going up against Sean Black and Mikey O'Shea. I said we're going to have to, you know, strengthen the ring when you four get in the ring, because we got four big boys getting in there.
We break the rings again, Tommy. We break the rings again.
Absolutely. Well, for the people listening to us, I'm telling you, you gotta mark it down on your calendar. It's February 10th. It's the Pacific Wrestling Alliance World Cup Tag Team Tournament. Tony Reyes and American Punk are going to take on Mikey O'Shea and Sean Black in the first round. It's going to be slamming. We have been making a concerted effort to make this show huge, and I think this is just an integral part of it. So real quick, I got to take a break. I got to reset and stuff. AP, can you stay for the news real quick, maybe about another 15 minutes?
Sure.
All right, perfect. We'll be right back after this. Hang on, everybody. It's funny because I have all these things put you know on the board or whatever, and my favorite one is like, okay, Ruben Iglesias is gonna wrestle American Punk, Hit the brakes. But for the people listening, so you're at Scoop Slam Radio with Pacific Wrestling Alliance, and we're talking to American Punk. I know him as Buddy George, but he's American Punk now. He's doing damage. Him and Tony Reyes are going to raise the roof, for lack of a better term. And, of course, Michael Parks is here. He's on the down low because he had to sneak into the show because he's got other things going on. But, you know, before I get into the news, Mike, I don't know if you have anything or whatever, but, you know, when I went to Cal State Long Beach and saw Zack Sabre Jr. wrestle Virus from CMLL, I said, man, this guy can work with anybody. I mean, luchador, strong style, English wrestling or whatever, he put on a show. When people will stand up and applaud after work and hold the hold, you know you got something. So he went against, they showed him against Will Ospreay on Access TV last Thursday. And, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it was going to deliver, but I mean it. And I'm going on record right here as saying Zack Sabre Jr. took that dude to school. Will Ospreay is a bad dude, but I mean he was right there. And I think he should have went over on Bryan Danielson. I know it's his, you know what, retirement, ani madre way. They should have let him go over, because I think for pure wrestling, Zack Sabre Jr. is badass, and he's one of the few people. Well, you know, AP, put it this way. It takes a lot to get me out of the house. I mean, I work a full-time job with overtime, and I'm old, and I hate traffic. But when he came to Jimmy's World Order to sign, I came home, I changed, and sat in traffic to go see him, you know, and say, hey, bro, I like your stuff, man. You know, you got something. And he was very humble, nice guy, and all that. Me personally, this is just me, I think he's the number one wrestler going today. So let's take it around the horn, Mike. We'll start with our guest, Buddy George, the American Punk. What do you think, my man?
What do I think about what,
Bobby? About Zack Sabre Jr. But you know, give me your opinion. Do you think, because I've always been the guy that, like, I don't really like to do hold the hold because I think it's boring or whatever. I like to come at you and, you know, hit you with something different or whatever because I want the crowd to go home happy. But when you have that skill and can make people stand up and applaud, I mean, I think you got something there. Give me your thoughts on that. It's dumb?
I'll say, yeah, Bobby, I agree, man. If you can stand there and do hold the hold, and you make people applaud for that,
yeah,
I mean, you have got it going on. You 100%. Yeah. Me personally, I'm not that guy. I'm not the hold the hold guy. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to put it down.
Yeah, that's why Ron Rivera, in all his genius, put us together. Because, you know, I'd get out there and try to get him going or whatever, and Buddy George was coming to go, bull shift, and bam, and then just start swinging, and it would be over. You know what I mean? He was the power man of the team. But, Mike, give me your thoughts on that. I think he's the number one wrestler going today. What do you think?
I don't know, because, you know, honestly, I would like to see him go up against Jonathan Gresham.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Gresham can go, too. Mm-hmm. And he could go hold to hold all day long, so that's a match I would like to see. Everybody has a place in pro wrestling. The brawler, as can I call you AP, man? I think we family now. I can call you AP. I think AP would be a brawler, and there's a place for him. There's a place for brawling.
Yeah.
Because people want to see that. You know, they want to see you get down.
Right. That's what they're paying
for. I posed the question today of, you know, what's missing in pro wrestling? And now, we have two wrestlers on the show. I'll ask you, and give me your honest-to-God opinion on this. From a standpoint of if you look at a match and you're like, something's missing. What's missing in pro wrestling today?
Well, Mike, when it comes to the standpoint of being in a match, what's missing, I think the interaction with the fans is what's missing. A lot of people get in there and they get all spotty and they want to just, you know, spot fest, and flip. And they forget there's people watching.
Yeah.
Bring them in. Make them part of the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But dude, I don't know if you guys have the Vice channel, but they showed the dark side of the ring, and they showed Bruiser Brody. You know, and when I see him, like, man, he had those people going. I mean, legit people were like, get out of this dude's way because he will mess you up. So I went and I checked out a match, and it was Bam Bam Gordy and Dr. Death, and they wrestled Stan Hansen and Bruiser Brody. And, I mean, it was just knockdown, drag out from beginning to end. And I'm like, dude, that's what I'm talking about. Those dudes come down. They do not mess around, and it is on. So – something like that, it seems like it's a lost art. But AP, would you agree, or what do you think?
I think every crowd is different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Every crowd, every show is different. You know, I go to a lucha show, they want to see high flying stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, so here we go. Let's do this.
Yeah.
You know, go to a show like 3PWA, high-flying action is over, but they want to see some knockdown, drag out, let's get in a fight, and let's handle business.
Yeah.
So I think every show is a little different.
I agree.
So
I agree 100%.
With that being said, so you go and you do a lucha show. How do you connect with the fans at that lucha show to bring them into your match? You're not a lucha, though. You're a brawler. But how do you make that connection so that they're interested in what's going on in the ring?
The second I walk out of that curtain, Mike, they are on me. They know that they hate this guy, and I'm going to give them every reason more to hate me. That's why I can salute the fans where I want them.
That's kind of how it was with Ruben Iglesias, because he comes out and he's dancing and doing his thing or whatever, and AP just cuts him off and boom. So they either want to see him come back and beat up AP, you know, so that they can go home happy, or when AP takes him to the backwoods and knocks him around a little bit, they want to see, okay, well, maybe he can come back. I might want to see that rematch to see if maybe he can change up his strategy and beat him the next time or whatever. So that's to me, that's what worked or whatever. So AP, that's what we're talking about, man. When Mike and I sit down, we go through a lot. He said, this is what I want to bring back. I want the people kind of like old school Memphis. You know, they had that crowd wanting to come back every show because they, you know, they had such the way it was and the storylines that they did and people, you know, although, you know, kayfabe was huge back then. So when we talk, that's what we're talking about. You know, I mean, there's nothing like that. Or you hear Dusty Rhodes cut a promo like he does. He draws them in or whatever. So that's kind of what we've been working on, you know, to get it going. But I'm telling you, man, for the people listeners, you got to come down and check out the show. It's Pacific Wrestling Alliance World Cup. It's Saturday, February 10th.
Mike,
it's at the Metroflex Sports Complex. Make sure you come and check it out.
Bikes coming through West Garage right now, headed towards the chute.
You got to go, Mike. Mike, you got to go.
I think he's calling all cars.
Yeah, I do have to cut it short. I got some goofy guys.
We do have a gun out on front of West, so the red tables and all that.
You go get them, and I'll wrap it up.
Mike, just give me a holler.
Yeah, just give us a call. I'll wrap it up, Mike, and then I'll get with you. How's that?
All right, I appreciate you guys. I'm so sorry.
All right, Mike. Hey, I'll wrap it up. Make sure you get them in. All right, bro.
Hey, I appreciate you coming on the show, man. How are you guys?
All right.
Have a good one.
You know, the thing is I'm telling you, man, he's been working. Oh, he works at Edison, but he's been taking a lot of these extra jobs because he wants this show to be the huge or whatever. So that's why he's making the extra steps, you know, to make this show huge. So when we sit down and talk, you know, and this is what we got going, I'm telling you, man, this show is going to be huge. So for the people listening to us, make sure you check it out. You know, American Punk is on with us, and as soon as we put that out, Tony's like, all right, man, I'll come on next week. And Guyam's like, well, bro, they might have to end up going up against us, so I want to come on. So it's just kind of snowballing from there. So real quick before we get out here, AP, who I know as Buddy George, anything else you want to thank anybody or anything like that before we get out of here?
You know what, man? I want to throw a shout out to the Ron Rivera. You know
yeah.
what, man, brother? Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah,
American Wild Child, for letting me, giving me a chance, giving me an opportunity when I had doors slammed in my face, just to even learn this business and this sport. Thank you so much,
yeah.
brother, from the bottom of my heart.
And
you know, you
hate to sound like me. I hate to sound like an old man or whatever, but I just had so much fun back then. I mean, not that the wrestling was secondary, but just to come and hang out, you know, we'd have such a good time, you know, just hanging out and talking about the business and then going on and putting on a show and stuff like that. I just had so much fun, you know, that was the best part of it. And when you have somebody like that, American Wild Child, Ron Rivera, who was so much in love with the business. Well, let's do this, bro, and all that. And it really worked, right? Right, AB?
It totally did work. It did work. And it was a cool little family. You
yeah,
know, the Rev
yeah.
Pro, the Rev X family.
I can honestly say that I do miss it, but at least I'm glad that you kept going, and now you're coming back, and we've kind of came full circle and got you on this show, because I'm telling you, it's going to be slamming, man. We got some good stuff. So for the people listeners, make sure you check it out. AP, give your social media and all that so the people can follow you.
Yo, guys, you can check me out, The American Punk, the_American_Punk on Instagram, and just look up American Punk on Facebook, and I have a TikTok too.
All right.
I am horrible with social media. I post things and sell, like, but there you go. Here's a
yeah.
bunch of stuff. And then I won't
yeah.
post anything for a while. So it's where you can catch it up.
Yeah. It's cool though. I mean, I'm just glad that you stayed in the business and, you know, it's come full circle and you're going to be on this show. Cause it warms my heart, man, to be able to work with Mike and because, dude, I'm old, man, I got so much going on. I was like, you know what? Like you said, you know, a lot of people want to see these flips and stuff like that, and I kind of got down. And then Mike, you know, hey, bro, well, I'm thinking about this, man. What do you think? And then it just like gives you renewed vigor or whatever. So I'm glad you're going to be a part of it. So for the people listening, don't forget, make sure you check out American Punk on his social media. I'm going to try to get that thing put on DVD, man, so you can check some of those. Cause there's some good stuff on there, bro. Seriously. So we'll definitely.
Right on, Bobby. That'd be awesome, brother.
All right, man. I will definitely be in touch with you. I'll keep you posted on what's happening. For the people listening, don't forget Big Show February 10th at Metroflex Gym in Hawaiian Gardens. I'm telling you, man, it's going to be kick off with a bang, especially with the matchups that we have. All right, my man. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, Bob.
All right, American Punk, everybody, make sure you check him out. We'll talk to everybody next week.
Soundstripe.
You ain't cheating, you ain't trying.